Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. So you find something that you like online, you share it with our listeners by submitting it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It will then go onto the upcoming stories page, which I recommend you take a look at least, you know, on a daily basis whenever you're coming by freetalklive.com. Click on upcoming stories and you'll see all the fresh content that has been submitted by listeners just like you. And you can vote them up or down, whether you like or dislike. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. As we go right back into your calls, we'll also update you with the latest on the Julian Assange situation as he's seeking asylum in Ecuador. But apparently the government of the UK is not too keen on allowing that to happen. They may be conducting some sort of a raid on the Ecuadorian place where they are holding Julian Assange. So we'll get to that here in a little bit. Jenna is on the line. Jenna, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, for those listeners just tuning in, you were telling us that you've heard all these theories about magic words that you can say to police officers and judges and folks like that about various different legal theories that are always pitched by people as though if you just say the right words, they'll let you out. They won't aggress against you. And what you found out thus far in your story is that none of the wordage stopped them from aggressing against you. In fact, you ended up getting arrested, taken into a jail where you were being processed. There, you were sort of refusing
right.
to cooperate.
I tried out different theories and methods versus my own method, which had been working perfectly, and I highly recommend people utilizing it. Always asking the first question. Whenever I got pulled over beforehand and never had any problem, I'd immediately poke my head out and say, "Are you okay, officer? Did I hurt you?" And that seems to always on a much better foot than taking the "What is the nature of your inquiry?" and getting out of the vehicle. Getting out of the vehicle and heading back in their direction, no good. I decided that is no good because
I agree with that.
That could have a gun. They might draw down on you if you walk back toward their car in some instances, depending on how.
Exactly. That's what he was acting like because they're such Brady cats. They are the bad guys, but they're sitting there running around crying wolf. And what they're trying to do is use the event that happened with Joe Kane and Jerry Kane, and they're trying to say all sovereign citizens are running around like two banshees, and they've got AK-47s and attack dogs on them, and you're gonna pull them over, and they're gonna kill you. And that's why they had the drug dogs there. And he called 10 officers back up. He's like, "You're one of them sovereign citizens." And I said, "What are you talking about?" Because I already knew better than to use lines like that. I never bring this stuff up. So I didn't want to go in that direction just because of what they've tried to label it as. You know?
So you ended up going into a jail cell, and they were trying to process you into the system. You weren't being very cooperative with them.
Cooperative at all. I would never answer to the name. They would try to hand me a bunch of paperwork, and I kicked it away from me. They put me in a wheelchair and wheeled me back to this area and took me out of handcuffs and put me into ankle restraints. And I wasn't looking at where I was going, but for some reason I had to be moved. And they tricked me and just shoved me into a jail cell really quick. And I was in there with one other chick. And then as the night went on, within the hour, there was another one, then another one, then another one. Everyone got pulled over on the roadblock. And so we were all in there with ankle restraints on. One of the girls asked for a blanket, and she asked for two. And the guy only brought her one. He made sure to keep reiterating that it was not for me. It was for her. And she went to go share it with me immediately, and he tried to tell her, "It's for you," you know, like telling her not to share it with me. And that's the same officer who kept opening up the door and trying to get my attention and ask me. He would say to me, "Ma'am, we just need to get your profile picture. If you could just let me take your picture and you can make your phone call and you can get out of here." And I wouldn't respond except for to say, "I conditionally accept your offer for a photo shoot, but it's $10,000 payable up front in United States lawful currency. Do you still want to do this?" You know, and they didn't, you know, nothing was said. Well, after shift change, they allowed me to use the telephone.
without having process.
I just don't believe a word you're saying about your experience in jail. I'm sorry. I just
why, Michelle? Why don't you believe her?
Well,
if you believe me or not, I have no reason to make this up. I got arrested. It is what it is. They tried to put on the papers when I finally did look at them because you had to use the papers to get out of jail. I knew that because I was the only person processed or put into the cell that did not have this bracelet with a barcode on it, like a hospital bracelet with their picture on it and a barcode.
So you
I believe her story. It's very detailed. I think it makes sense. I mean, normally if you don't believe someone's story, if you just ask for details rather than say you don't believe it, then
you can break it down. So you didn't process, but they were going to offer you, they were going to allow you to use the phone?
No, they didn't process me. They got me and they wheelchaired me back into this room and basically dumped me out of the wheelchair.
So you didn't process, but you were put into a cell with other people who were given blankets. And
who had braced and that had cooperated and kept their eyes open for the picture and let them fingerprint them. I never got fingerprinted.
So, I have never, ever, ever heard of anyone who is not processed being put in the same cell as someone who, with people who have processed, for one. Two.
That's true. I agree. I had never done it before, and I've been to jail before. I just learned from my mistakes, and I've studied a lot. I mean, I've spent the past 4 years studying this stuff, and I've used my methods and not had a reason, and I've never decided to try anything different. And when I did,
where was this jail, by the way? What part of South Carolina are you in?
Well, I am in Horry County, but this happened right above in the border of North Carolina in Brunswick County, North Carolina. It was the Brunswick County Sheriff Deputy John Rogers is who pulled me over.
So let's continue here. So at what point, you know, you were given this phone call, you had not processed, correct?
That was 7 o'clock the next day when the shift change occurred. After the shift change was over, they wanted everyone out of the cell. And they were like, everyone kept running around, and they kept opening up the door, and the guy kept trying to get me during his shift. He was like, would you please ask her if we can take her picture, please? He's like, would you ask her, please? And he would talk to the girl next to me, because we just need to get her picture. We just need to get her picture. And that was going to lead to the picture, that it was going to lead to the fingerprints, and I just kept saying, $10,000, you know, is that a request or a demand? You know what I mean? Like, if it's,
so it doesn't
matter.
So when did this situation break? When did it change?
Been there till the shift changed, and I figured, well, I was very sick. I was really, really sick. I had swollen, like, lymph nodes in my neck, and this was before I got thrown in there, and I needed to get to medicine quickly. I was not in the condition to be in there too much longer because I'm disgusting. Anyway, so I made my phone call because they allowed us to finally make a phone call, but we could barely walk. We could barely move. The ankle restraints were so tight. We could barely, every time we stand, we'd all come right back to our knees because it was like so tight. And, so we all made a phone call. Everybody at the same time got to make a phone call at 7 a.m.
Okay.
And people that they were holding there, whose people had been there to pick them up since 2 a.m., were finally let go. And all that we kept hearing the guards rumble and complain about is what a mess they were left the night before.
So now, Jenna, before you go on here, we're getting long in this segment here, and I'm just wondering, now you called in and said that this method of, you know, demanding a...
Well, let me explain. It is about trust law, but you have a lot more studying that needs to occur to understand how we have to prove that they're forming municipal bonds, and you do that through the numbers issued on all of the tickets. They have to use, they stole my social security card for my trust, okay? They needed that for a reason. That goes to a trust fund. It goes
okay,
to
now
a,
these are, this is getting into a really
well,
kind
well,
of
you have it, but they're tapping it, and that's why they're
this is a really
cards.
Bizarre theory, the idea that there's some sort of an account based on your social security.
Well,
that's not true, Jenna, because they tax people that are foreign nationals that come here and work too. Now,
the H-1B visa, an H-1B visa, Michio Kaku talks a lot about it. That is the visa that everyone wants to acquire. That is the one that's basically going to give you that status that everyone's looking for, where they don't mess with you, where they recognize you.
I don't want status granted to me by the U.S. government or anyone else, so don't speak for me, thank you very much. And no, I'm not interested in having my ripping up my Social Security number or asking permission for that or asking permission for this. Is this Jenna Wolf?
Getting an H-1B visa.
Is this Jenna Wolf?
It's a student visa, and you're continuously a student of
who's Jenna Wolf?
Whether you want to be or not. You are always.
She's either an infamous sovereign citizen, like.
Is this Jenna Wolf?
You might as well not get taxed for it.
She's not answering that question.
It's all the tax. And that's what they're doing. They're using tax.
This is a long commercial to sell her spew.
Are you trying to sell something?
No, I'm just saying, though.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis, Bradley Jardis Fiscal Agent.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,0470. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,44.95, $8,22.48 for a half ounce, or $4,11.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,44.95, $8,22.48, and $4,11.24.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. The mobile site is available for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to easy access to our live streams and the podcast and the software you'll need to listen to the show online. Go again to m.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I'm on it. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, we're back with Jenna in South Carolina, and Jenna, this we're going to have to wrap this conversation up because you know we can't dedicate an entire show to talking about these unusual legal theories that you're talking about here tonight, many of which I'm familiar with. You've covered a lot of different ground. You've covered kind of the idea that whenever the government is demanding something or asking you to do something, that they're making some sort of an offer, and you've been telling them as you were being arrested that you conditionally accept their offer and you're willing to do whatever they want you to, but as long as they pay you a bunch of money. I've tried this.
There's a claim that I've actually injured somebody. Because they pull you over using the term that there's an emergency. You trust them as
those things on the radio. You really screwed that one up. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's too bad because I wanted to hear the rest of her story about how she ostensibly got out of jail.
A lot of these people are used to internet radio programs. Yeah. That's what they'll call these things that are just on the internet. And there's Free Talk Live's on more than 100 radio stations. You can't just go dropping the S-bomb.
I'm interested to know what her claim is. And Michelle, you thought she might be someone named Jenna Wolf, who is allegedly one of these so-called sovereign citizens, which is a term with which I disagree in the first place, because how can you be a sovereign and a citizen at the same
oxymoron.
Time?
Oxymoron,
right.
Absolutely.
A sovereign means you're the king of your own world, and a citizen is someone who owes allegiance to something else in duty or in return for an obligation of protection.
Citizenship is just the new slavery.
Yeah. Right, and the fact that she was suggesting that everyone really wants, as if this is the treasure trove that we are all looking for searching for, and it's going to bring us that elevated status of free person, is some visa?
She was saying that Michio Kaku, who's a talk show host, was saying that people are looking for this H-1B visa or whatever it is.
You're talking about immigrants.
Yeah, immigrants are looking for a work visa.
So
they're actually, what her claim was, and she adroitly sidestepped my point, which was is that she's claiming that there's these accounts, the accounts that are the number of your Social Security number,
right.
And the government creates money in these accounts and then uses your labor.
You're a straw man and And they even go so far as to say that the story of the Wizard of Oz is actually a typology for everything. The Tin Man is your tax identification number, and he doesn't have a heart or whatever, or he's not blah blah.
I've heard all of this.
Yeah, so. It's just absurd.
Yeah,
sounds absurd. Yeah.
So. It's all very interesting, right? Like, it's an interesting theory, the idea that...
if you're smoking a lot of weed, you have nothing else to talk about, sure.
But no, I mean, it is an interesting idea because there's some sort of semblance of I guess, a sense.
The government certainly believes
right.
It owns your labor.
You are their surety, right? I mean, essentially, the fact that
you're
going
livestock.
To work for them.
Right. Farmers without, animal husbanders without animals are... unemployed people, and government employees without human livestock are, parasites without a host. So, I mean, that part's a true statement. To think that they would actually go through the trouble of creating an account in your name,
right.
And that
some
it,
even
why
that you can
they just point a gun at you and say, "You give us your money, or you're going to jail, and
right.
You're never going to see your kid again."
Some of them even believe that there's all this money in this account, and it's just got your name on it, but you just don't know how to access it. And if you know the secret words, then you can write checks off of this account, and it's absolutely
ridiculous,
right.
And there's no evidence for it. And what they end up doing is they encourage people to basically dodge any kind of financial obligation that they have. I don't know if that's what she was talking about. Maybe she would have gotten there had she stayed on the line. But a lot of these people get in trouble because they're told things like, well, if you use this account number, then you can get out of paying your mortgage. And because, again, there is a little bit of sense kind of behind, you know, in the very, very back of this theory is the idea that, well, the financial system is a scam. I mean, the money is being printed out of thin
air.
Sure,
but we're talking about the U.S. government, and has anyone's ever had to deal with them on any way, it's not exactly very efficient. And to think that for 100 years there has been this, you know, behind the scenes, and even before that there were the Jacobins in France and what have you, that have been organized this since the beginning of time, and there's a little owl that rests atop the George Washington Memorial that's looking at all of this as it pans out into a pentagram, mm-hmm. Just goes on and on and on, and quite frankly, the government's they're not organized as an entity enough to orchestrate something like this and to require, you know, multi-generations.
But you've got to give them credit, though. I mean, like, the whole pyramid with the eye, that's creepy symbolism, right? Like, I mean, I don't know why those things exist. Maybe there's something to it. You know, maybe they're onto something. But the fact
maybe
that
they are, man.
Holes,
but it's...
These are rabbit holes, and they're very distracting. And she was already talking about, but you've got to do research. And that's one of the, I think, the most dangerous parts about this. Because if you do go and do the research, it can take you down this crazy world where, you know, like you were saying,
there's
pentagrams and there's, you know, the
when I watch
bones.
Cops, the drunk guy with the dirty t-shirt, he hasn't made an offer or received an offer or anything like that. They grab him by his hair, they slam his face in the concrete 3 times, boom, 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 and then they throw him in the back of the car. Like, yeah. You know, they never offered him anything.
When I asked
offered him his teeth.
Yeah.
That's all.
When I asked the judge if he was making an offer back in 2007 or 8 or whenever it was I went to my first trial in New Hampshire, I was charged with contempt of court.
Right. Yeah, they gave you 30 days in jail for that.
And when
this judge did not seem threatened or scared at all by the idea. I mean, why don't the judges do it? I ask you this. Why don't the judges write their checks off of these accounts if they understand the game?
When Sam, our friend Sam Dodson, mm-hmm. was put in jail, he did not give his name. So in the same
53
way,
53 days in jail. 58 days.
In the same way that this woman was allegedly not participating with the processing requirements, Sam did not participate, and they sat him in that jail even after they knew who he was. They identified him within 2 weeks of him being in there.
But then they did kick him out in a weird way.
Because he didn't cooperate, though. But even when I didn't process, The superintendent knew my name because he had called my house before when he heard that I was going to be making a visit to the Cheshire at the House of Corrections there. So they knew exactly who I was, but the fact that I didn't, you know, release that information, I didn't get a blanket. In fact, they turned the temperature of the jail down and put their coats on to make me less comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
no one
right.
was...
That's not a surprise at all.
8-5. Well, you should have just conditionally accepted it, Michelle, and it would have changed everything.
Told them that you would charge them $5,000.
855-453. It's the sake CAI toll free line that you can take control and bring up what you want. Free talk line.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you'll find there. Again, freetalklive.com. Webcams there. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Totally free.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I put a will together there at LegalZoom.com, and it really was fast and easy.
Fast and easy.
Not anymore. If you want to get any kind of legal documents, whether it's a will or a patent or a trademark or one of these living trusts, whatever it is that you need to protect yourself, you can do it at LegalZoom.com significantly more cheaply than you'd do it with, say, an attorney. You can use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com. It's coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com.
You know, we've been talking about some of the more bizarre legal theories out there that were being propagated a few moments ago by Jenna, who sort of on one hand seem to kind of believe them, but on the other hand be, you know, saying that she was just trying them to see if they worked, and we never ended up getting to finish her story because she let the S-bomb go, and we have to let you go, unfortunately. But you could always call back, Jenna, tomorrow night. One call per night is...
You can say turd or diarrhea or poo-poo or something.
Yeah, you totally could. And so, you know, just kind of interesting to talk about these things because they come across the air every now and then. Every now and then somebody will call with some kind of theory.
The internet is rife with them, too.
Yep, and they believe it. Boy, did they believe it. Actually, I'd received a phone call from our PR lady, who is awesome, Carrie from the Content Factory. And she gave me a heads up that she had gotten a call from this person who was from, like, I forget the organization, was some sort of free this or that. And she said, there's a reporter from this organization. They want to talk to you about a demo. And this was before the trial had happened. So we're trying to roust up as much publicity as possible. It's like, all right, I'll give him a call back. So I call back, and it's this guy promoting one of these legal theories. It's like, we can help you get a demo out. All you have to do is file this, and this, whatever legal theory he was promoting. And it was one of these, corporate names, all capital letters, these sorts of things.
But what that means is the capital, what their claim is that you are a person who has a capitalized first letter of your name and then all the rest are in lowercase, but the government uses all caps in writing your name because they're talking about the corporation that is you and they own the corporation that is you, but you are a free sovereign individual upon the land.
It has nothing to do with efficiency or the fact that the writing those letters as caps is just, is neater or
that they only use capital letters or whatever, but again, it's an interesting theory, but I told this guy that, look, I've looked into that before. I've tried using it before. It's nonsense. It doesn't work. And he was, so-and-so. They always cite some kind of expert. They cite somebody who supposedly, really knows his stuff about this. And then he cited a couple of websites. And I instantly recognized them because I've researched this stuff. I've looked into it. And I've spent time, learning about it. So I was like, I've been to those websites before. And one of them I happen to know, and I went to it again while I was on the phone with him, I happen to know is a site where they're charging $150 to supposedly release the secrets of escaping legal land.
Well, that's nothing if you're going to get millions back, though, Ian.
Well, he wasn't promoting the money scam. Mm. He was just promoting, like, this is how you get out of court. All you have to do is file the right paperwork, and then they'll let him out of jail. And, I was like, well, do you actually have experience with this? Because that's the one thing that people who are advocating these theories usually don't have is personal experience. And, of course, the smart answer to this question is, well, the proof that it doesn't, or the proof that it works, is that we don't have any evidence. So the idea being that it's just so effective that they never even went to court. And
you can have a videotape of you telling an officer, excuse me, I'm a free sovereign individual upon the land. This is not an automobile. This is a vessel. And you may not impede my progress. And I conditionally accept your offer for a conversation, but it will cost you $20,000.
Well, sir, sorry to bother you.
The officer gives you a salute while on video.
Yeah.
Well, the officer gives you a salute, wishes you a happy sovereign day, and you pop right back in your car and get in.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be some proof.
That would be pretty darn awesome.
But it doesn't
exist. I would love it if we talk like that. Like, I refuse to acquiesce to the predilection of your intentions or something. Oh, my gosh. That's like foreplay.
So, again, they're all very fascinating, but there's no evidence whatsoever that I've ever seen that it actually works. There was the one video of the dude in Canada that basically seemed to back down a judge with some of his fancy talk. But the claim on that story is that after he backs down this judge, he's standing in court wearing a hat, talking to a judge, and basically talks back in every way possible, kind of takes on, stands up to the bailiffs, and does a really impressive job. Like, you watch that video and you think, maybe there's something to this. And but then what ended up happening from what I've heard is that after he left the courtroom, they reconvened the court because basically the judge storms out during this guy's spiel. And he's, took that as a win. He walks out. And then allegedly the judge came back in, issued a warrant or whatever, or made the decision in absentia.
Yeah.
And his
free butt on the land was no longer free.
Right. But the part of the story you don't hear is the rest of the story where the cops at some point probably found him on the streets
and
arrested him And then, you know, you don't see the rest of that. So what there really has to be is the full context of each of those videos. There has to be, you know, like the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, we tell you the story from beginning to its current point in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. And that's ultimately what these advocates of these theories really need to have, is a really coherent presentation.
That no, they don't. A coherent presentation would show that they have... you know, hokum, and that no one would spend $150 on their little, bullcrap anymore.
Regarding the judge, now, in the three instances where I've appeared here in Keene and out in Jaffrey, yes, I have had the judges, you know, tilt their head to the side and say, I'd like to hear what she has to say, but I think it's mostly for their own amusement rather than any sort of education. Which I wanted to ask her if she was pretty, but then I was afraid you guys might say that I'm misogynist, even though I'm not a man, since when I asked someone if, you know, they voted for Obama because, you know, he's black, you called me a racist.
Not
so
me.
I'm just afraid to talk these days.
I didn't say that.
You should be afraid to talk. You know, I don't mind getting into it with you now.
Oh, goody.
I think the question can be misinterpreted very easily.
Let's go to Vince. He's in Indy listening to WXNT. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hello, Michelle. I say ladies first. And then,
hi.
Hello, you know, Mark. Listen, I wanted to say that, you know, I called you about a week ago on the rule of law and what it means and all that, the ability to rule ourselves. But how come they decide not to prosecute MF Global for stealing people's accounts for $1.4 billion and they don't charge them, no criminal charges whatsoever?
What is MF Global? I'm not familiar.
MF Global is John Corzine. There is quite a big news story. They stole about $1.4 billion of customer account money.
Oh, my. That's no good. Yeah. So they didn't prosecute him for that?
No prosecution whatsoever.
He must have known somebody, huh?
Well, he was the former governor of New Jersey.
That helps. But was that the guy that was like rolling down the interstate with 90? No seatbelt on? Anyway, I think that was him. Yeah.
But
it's good to be in the gang, Vince.
Oh yeah, but I mean, they talked about this guy on this. I listen to this current TV every now and then, and he was releasing out F bombs and DD words. I wouldn't mention them on your airways.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
But I thought you couldn't mention that stuff on TV.
You know, I think you make an interesting point about how politicians and the politically connected class, they tend to avoid any serious prosecution for any of their white-collar or nasty crimes that they commit. And that's because they're in the halls of power, and they're connected, and they've got friends in high places, and they can be protected. And it really just shows that there is no rule of law, that there's a rule of men, and that there are clearly two classes of men. There's them, and then there's the rest of us.
There's really more than that. But,
and
yeah.
Vince, thanks for the call, man. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts, whether you want to talk about bizarre legal theories or anything that's on your mind goes. You can take control here. Also, more about Julian Assange. When we get a chance, we'll take your calls first, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closet. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Allows you to make take control of the content there. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you like the fact that the website and all the features there are free, you can become an amplifier to support Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And one of the perks you get as a Free Talk Live amplifier is access to the amp-only section of our forum. And that allows you to interact only with other Free Talk Live amplifiers, should you want to do that. It also gives you special access to certain perks that you get only as a Free Talk Live amplifier, like
the advertising-free podcast.
That's correct. So there's the amp-only podcast. There's also amp-only phone lines as well. And you can get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. So thank you in advance for helping with that. If you have already amped, thanks for doing that. If you're continuing to amp, appreciate it. And for those of you who have yet to do so, please take a moment. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference when we can take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. So amp.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. And then the update on Julian Assange, which we barely began to talk about
in
the first hour of the show. Scott is listening in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Long time no talk.
Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, brother. How you doing? Hey,
just
I got
super
a scenario for you, and then I wanted to ask Mark a question. And then
all right,
all you guys could comment. You know, the DHS is up to some stuff, purchasing ammo. I seen last March they purchased over 450 million rounds of ammo.
Wow.
And I just got a, email from my witness out in New Jersey today that they have purchased over 1 billion rounds of ammo.
Getting us ready for those FEMA camps, huh?
Preparing for civil unrest in the United States. I just wanted to ask Mark this question. Let's say, Mark, you're at home with your wife.
Okay.
And your kids,
that happens.
And a knock on the door comes, and they say, open up. And there's a guy, foreign troop guys out there knocking on your door saying, you guys are going to have to come with me. I just wanted to ask you guys to comment on that case. Martial law does come to our streets, and I thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Scott. Thanks for making the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I guess the only thing I could do in that circumstance is turn on my quick camera and stream the video. I don't know why martial law would particularly come to me first, but
you host a talk show.
But let's say it does.
Round up the talk show.
At that point, I'm able to alert people that martial law is coming. You know, look at these emblems on these officers.
That's if you have internet access at your house.
And I've got cell phone access. And we should describe what Quik is real quick. It is it's an app on my Android, and I'm sure you can get it on other.
There are competing apps as well, like Bambuser is another one. So there are these different video streaming apps. Ustream is another one as well.
Yep.
And this allows you to stream live video to the internet.
Live video. This is not recorded video. They cannot, they can't crush your camera and get rid of the video this way. They can't erase the video. It's going directly to the internet. So at that point, I would be able to get some kind of word out.
Yeah, and we're going to assume that they haven't sent out a signal to jam and
everything. Yeah, right, that's what if the foreign power troops are jamming the cell towers, what am I supposed to do? I mean, you want me to...
I guess the question is really, would you go out fighting or would you submit? And people have asked me that question before, and, I'd go along.
I guess what my most important, for one, the government has disarmed me. I am a convicted felon, mm-hmm. and, I live in a town that doesn't have a police officer, and I guess I'm just on my own. I guess I can fend off the bad guys with the rake or something like that. I don't know
Turn
what I'm supposed
loose
to
on them.
Right, I don't know what I'm supposed to do precisely to these foreign people that come to the door. Do you want me to go after them with a kitchen knife? I suppose I could try to do that. At that point, my only goal would be
more
to protect my son from whatever damage. If they want me and I could leave my son, wife and son, fine, I'm ready to go. Let's go.
It seems more likely that it wouldn't be foreign troops coming around. It'd probably be.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. This is the same old John Birch Society bullcrap that, oh my God, they got the Chinese troops training America. I mean, good Lord, don't you realize it's going to be American troops?
Right.
Currently, it's American police officers.
Yeah, Hitler didn't use foreign troops when he was taking Jews out of people's homes.
They never do this. I mean, where is it in the world that it's foreign troops that are being used to quell people?
I've got a crazy story for you. I asked.
I would like to. I want to just finish up real quick. The United States has troops in other lands. Other countries don't have very many troops in other lands. The whole world needs to be scared of the United States. The United States doesn't need to be scared of China.
So I met this gentleman on my trip, and we got to talking. He was formerly a Marine. I guess once a Marine, always a Marine. But in any case, yeah. Semper Fidelis. And I asked him, he's very bright and well-educated and seems like a really reasonable human being and very pragmatic. And for people that know me, they know that I don't have a pragmatic bone in my body. I'm completely idealistic, and I know that about myself. And, it makes it difficult sometimes for me to function in society. But in any case, I was listening to him, right, and I asked him point blank. I said, in the event that you were given an order that you had a conflict with, morally or even legally or whatever, by your commanding officer, would you follow it? He said, absolutely. Right. Okay, yes. It gets worse. Yeah. And I said, what? And he said, you don't join the military and sign up for that agreement and that contract and then not honor it. So you have to know that you're going to be in that position possibly. And I said, okay. He said, I can give you an example. And I guess, I think this took place in Fallujah or something, I think. In any case, this was after, you know, the United States had gone in after being attacked and blah, blah, blah. And so the troops are feeling like they are defending Americans and freedom at this point, right? There had been hostile, you know, combatants, whatever. In any case,
some Americans got shot, you know, in a country where, according to the State Department, 125,000 Iraqi non-combatants were killed, according to the WikiLeaks documents. These are United States government documents. 125,000 non-combatants were killed in Iraq. You know, a few U.S. servicemen, by that standard, a few U.S. servicemen were killed. So let's go in and we're bringing in the Marines.
Right. So in any case, so they go into a house or a building of some sort, and the U.S. soldiers bring them out. Now these people are prisoners of war. So there are, you know, but with the Geneva Convention and you know, what have you, there are ways that you handle that. So when their commanding officer said, shoot them all, someone spoke up and said, whoa, we can't do that based upon, you know, this and that. And
but they're not prisoners of war because it's not a war, right?
Well, you know what he had them do? He had them take them back in the house or the building because now they're no longer prisoners. And then they killed them all.
It's crazy.
And what did this gentleman, this former Marine, say regarding that?
That's how you get around, that's how they would get around the illegality of things.
But there's always a loophole. There's always some kind of workaround. Sick.
That's sick. So there was some level of defense of this behavior?
Was he one of the killers? Did he?
No, I don't believe so, but I think it was present. Yeah.
Wow.
It was present.
Horrifying.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you have these guys that are, you know, men and women or whatever, that are coming to the door, I used to think that I'd be able to reason with them because I live in la-la land in my head oftentimes, and I have since every single person I know that I respect and that I like and that I have common ground with, you know, because I don't hate people or because of what they do or what have you. I have, you know, good conversations with police and what have you. So in any case, the handful of men who have been soldiers and have fought in combat that I know, I think all of them have been special forces or officers. Yes, they have. And it was unanimous that they all said, first of all, none of them have guns. They're now out of the military. None of them have guns themselves. And what one who, at the time he was in the military, he had the record for like the longest shot, longest kill or whatever, you know, from most great distance. And he said, you know what, the government, if they want you dead, they're going to send someone like me and you're not going to even know.
Yeah, right.
So there's no point in to try to fight them. You're not going to have a chance. It's futile.
I remember that Jason Bourne movie. I can't remember which one it was where they tell Jason Bourne, you know, kill this guy who's got a big bag over his head in the corner. He's like, well, what do you do? Does it matter? You know, I mean, and what that says to me is they'll just tell you whatever lie you need to hear in order to get you to go kill that
person. Or we'll kill your, you know, your wife or something like that.
They don't need to. They can just say he's a commie or he's an anarchist.
There's
or he's whatever.
855-453. Plenty of time for your thoughts coming up in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealsWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealsWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealsWithClubs.eu. No seals were harmed in the making of this advertisement.
The summer specials are on at HHA. Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine. CoQ10 with Hawthorne. Colon Enhancer, Super 2. Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin. Memory Power and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.